Welcome to Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Jody Peterson. Tonight is Christmas Eve. Perhaps you're celebrating Christmas tonight, or perhaps you're observing Hanukkah instead, or Kwanzaa, or have some other way to mark the season. We all observe holidays in our own ways and with our own customs. And on Local Motion tonight, we have Christmas memories to share from some of our local seniors. I visited Colorado Care Center in Olathe and Crossroads Senior Living in Delta recently, and talked to several residents about what they remember most this time of year. Here are some of their stories.
Buck Cooper.
Virginia Cooper.
We live in Cortez and Rico, and well, I lived all over before I even met her, California and Wyoming, and I worked construction for a long time, and I got on with the state and trapped coyotes for 25 years for the state and wool growers.
What were Christmases like when you were kids?
Well, I grew up right out here on California Mesa. But they had 160 acres and was growing up, just farmed, you know. Dad did. Run cattle, too. He living on a farm with cattle and horses. You had to work every day because you had to feed. Everything has to eat, whether it's Christmas Day or New Year's or whatever. They still got to eat, so you got to go out and go to work for a couple hours every morning. We used to go cut our own Christmas trees, because go up, take the family, go have a picnic or something, cut us a Christmas tree. And
where did you go to do that?
Well, just up in the hills up here. So if snow got too deep, we just went up in the cedars and got a pinion or something. If the snow wasn't deep, we'd go on up and try to get a blue spruce up somewhere.
So what kind of gifts did you get when you were growing up
for Christmas? Well, the main one I can remember real well was my granddad McCombs gave me a saddle for Christmas when I was 13 years old. It was a nice saddle. It was a tool saddle when we got it. It was flower stamped.
And what do you think about Christmas today? Does it seem a lot different than when you were a kid?
Well, you ain't got no little kids no more. You ain't got just us. We know all about Santa Claus.
You're not still waiting for him to come down the chimney, huh?
Santa don't come anymore like he used to.
I'm Joyce Findlay. I grew up with just my dad and my brother and sister. And my mother passed away when I was 7. We lived in Lubbock, Texas. The only Christmas thing I can really remember with my dad is he won me a bunny rabbit on a punch board. And that was back when I was just probably 10 years old. It was just made out of chalk, and she was pink and had sprinkles on her. I still have her someplace. And the only thing we got, fruit and nuts and some hard candy, and that was our Christmas.
What do you think about Christmas today and kids getting all these fancy electronic toys and things?
It don't seem like Christmas. I mean, of course, I'm old, and I'm thinking about if you got a present or two, you were really, you know. And I know things have changed, but, you know, sometimes I think they get too much stuff. And a lot of parents can't afford to buy expensive presents. Just having Christmas dinner and your Christmas tree and your little gifts. I don't know if kids appreciate Christmas.
Is there anything else that you'd want to tell people about Christmas or anything you just would like to say to people?
Oh, I'd just like to say I hope everybody has a happy Christmas and enjoy the stuff that they have and appreciate everything they get.
I am Maggie Faye Walker from Ruston, Louisiana. It was always referred to as Red Clay Hills of North Louisiana. So it was always fun to get in the horses, and my brother and I always had horses. Mine were not as frisky as his because he loved the fast horses, so he could ride them without a saddle, and I had to have the saddle. But he was a daredevil, and that was not my field. Christmas was always a good time of the year because you kind of would travel to grandparents' places, and that was and our grandparents lived not very close, but in a long time ago, because I'm about 85 now, and that was my childhood. You know, it was great. And there was not the paved roads that we have now. Whatever the weather was, you made it to their house because they had prepared and cooked and sewn everything from dolls all the way up to little stuffed ponies that they had made out of flour sacks and things like that.
So that was your presents?
That and just some toys, you know, to play with while we were there at their house. And not a lot of toys because my dad worked in the woods, and if he couldn't get in the woods, he didn't get the logs cut. And if he didn't get the logs cut, he had them to take it to the mill. We didn't have any money. That's the gist of it all. It's either work or no pay. But everybody's got a background. And I love going back to mine and thinking those things. And but I'll tell you one last thing. It's the devastation that I felt. I went back on the road that led to my house. And it was four lanes, whereas once we could only get the horses through it. And four lanes of highway, and, you know, McDonald's and all those ice cream joints lined up. And all I did was tell the driver to get back in the car, and we're leaving. I don't even remember this. Because it was progress, but you know that's what we all have it, and I think it's good to remember it. But it devastated me, and I'll never go back. Enjoy it while you can. It doesn't last forever.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making. What's your name? It's Bill.
Bill Nation. I'm from up 2 miles above Bowie. When I was going to school in Bowie, we used to walk down the road, and I had four buckle overshoes, and the mud holes were over my four buckle overshoes.
Was your father a coal miner? Is that why you were in Bowie?
Yeah, he was a coal miner and a rancher. We had a ranch up by Pilot Knob. Teddy Roosevelt killed a bear on the corner of our property. My dad, when he was young, they were over in Sheep Park, and Teddy Roosevelt used to come into Redstone in there, and they had deer and elk game in there, but he loved to come and hunt, and he'd come up, and anyway, they'd come up there, and his hounds would come running up there and scared my dad, and he climbed up a tree.
I wondered what all those dogs were doing, huh?
So anyway, that's...
Do you have a Christmas memory you'd like to share?
Well, I want to tell you about Christmas. You never want to take anything for granted. I know when I was little kid, about 5-6 years old, I wanted a gun, you know, so I could. Christmas morning, I woke up and there was my Christmas tree hole, and I looked, and only thing was there was all of my last year's Christmas toys. And I thought, well, God dang, that ain't right. And I got upset, kind of. Anyway, my dad finally talked me into going and looking. Sure enough, I went in and started looking through, and here was my gun. I learned you never want to take your first sight for granted. Something's always going to come up better.
My name is Myrna, M-E-R-N-A.
Have you lived in Delta for a long time?
Since I was 5. Well, the Christmas story that I thought of the most was we had a mask, Santa Claus mask. I don't know, we kept it for years. I don't know if we had it, if my husband had it when we got married or just exactly where it came from. But he'd always put that on and go outside and look through the window on Christmas Eve when we were going to open packages, and they'd say, there's Santa Claus, because they could see him through the window.
So they didn't know that it was their dad?
No.
How many years did that go on?
Oh, well, until they caught on, I guess. When they got older, you know.
I'm Susan Archer. One of my Christmas memories was when my parents, mom, my dad, and my sister, brother, and myself moved from Ohio to Connecticut back in the 1960s. And it was interesting because we weren't sure how they would take to us. You know, it's a small town and people, you know, their own neighbors or whatever, but we found out that they really liked us. So they would just, we would have Christmases with them and walk to our neighbor church for Christmas Eve service. My sister would sing in the choir, my brother would usher, and dad would sing Christmas songs. We all would, and you could hear my dad singing. He had a gorgeous voice. My sister sang in the choir, and she had a pretty voice. My brother had a pretty voice, but Mom and I got gypped.
Oh.
We didn't have any. I was three, and uh-huh. That was still a good year because my sister got her horse for a Christmas present. My brother said, "You have a lump of coal," but I think he did.
Do you have a Christmas wish that you'd like to share?
I hope they have a wonderful Christmas. I hope the new year brings some joy and a Merry Christmas to everybody.
And those were Christmas stories from various residents at Colorado Care Center in Olathe and Crossroads Senior Living in Delta. Next on Local Motion, we'll have a segment on Christmas music and memories from the program With Good Reason, produced by Virginia Humanities.
Oh yeah, candles burning low, lots of mistletoe.
Whether it's a Motown Christmas song sung by a very young Stevie Wonder or a traditional hymn, many people say Christmas just wouldn't be the same without the music and the holiday songs. I'm Sarah McConnell, and today on With Good Reason, associate producer Elliot Majerzik invited some guests to share their holiday favorites. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Sarah.
I would never have dreamed that that was Stevie Wonder's voice.
It's a very young Stevie Wonder recording at the height of Motown in the mid-60s. It's the Stevie Wonder who had the hits Uptight, It's All Right, and I Was Made to Love Her. So I think it's around 65, 66 that he did that Christmas record.
I really love it. I don't think it's one that gets played that much now in the rotation.
It's kind of obscure, but it's a great record.
It amazes me, the people that you brought into the studio to share their favorite music, the range was so wide.
Well, it reflects the range of Christmas music. You can have Christmas music that's rock and roll Christmas music, soul Christmas music, jazz Christmas music, and all the vast array of traditional Christmas music.
Your first guest was Inman Majors.
Yeah, Inman is an author and a professor of English at James Madison University. His latest novel is called Love's Winning Plays, which is an affectionate look at college football. In fact, he comes from a family of accomplished football players.
Which song did he want today?
On today's show, Inman went way back and chose a song from his childhood, Christmas Time Is Here, from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Did you ever watch that yourself?
I think I did. Most people above a certain age watched it every year, no matter what their denomination was. They just loved Charlie Brown.
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Rats! You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
Do you remember the story, or can you tell me the story, or one of the plot lines?
Yeah, believe it or not, Charlie Brown is depressed. He feels like Christmas has been over-commercialized. People have lost the true meaning of Christmas. But he ends up being asked to direct the kids' Christmas play. They're trying to find ways to modernize it and make it, you know, jazzier. And he kind of rebels against that. And you know, he keeps trying to get it back to the message of the season. Eventually, he just leaves in disgust. They send him off to go find a Christmas tree. Lucy wants him to get an aluminum one. But he, of course, comes back with a little small one.
What happens after that?
They mock his tree. He takes the tree back home and says, to heck with it, I'll just do my quiet, contemplative Christmas by myself. And then the kids eventually realize he maybe has the right idea, and they come and join in with him.
There's a point where Linus has a recitation about Christmas that's very beautiful.
Yeah, he reads about a passage from Luke about the birth of Christ.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you...
I saw a documentary on Schultz, and the TV execs just hated it. It's like, you know, you cannot have someone... It's a Christmas show. They want something fun and antic and fast-paced and like you expect from a cartoon. And Schultz just wouldn't give in. He said, no, we're going to do this. We're going to leave this in, or there's no reason to have the special. Now, I teach fiction writing, and I tell my students, like, you know, kids are smart. They don't yet have the vocabulary to express everything they're feeling. They don't yet have the past experience to put into context. But they know that life is complicated. It's not just candy and sled rides. Even when I was a little kid, I remember being pretty reflective and introspective part of the time when I wasn't just, you know, going toy crazy.
Okay, Inman, let's play the piece that you remember most from your childhood. Christmas Time is Here from Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Yeah, it's a simple song, but it's pretty, and you know I like the juxtaposition between the melody and the words. The melody is sad, and I keep using that word reflective or meditative. But the lyrics are Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer. The song really doesn't sound happy and cheerful. I think sometimes there's this feeling that can Christmas ever live up to the billing? Or is there almost an implied disappointment in it? It's going to end eventually. And so you're happy. There's also in the back of your mind this idea that it will come to an end. And so I think that song captures the mixed feelings or the complicated feelings we have.
Did your children ever watch this? And wonder what their reaction is, because I've watched it, and it's rare for today because the pacing is so slow.
It is so slow. You know, Schultz refused to let them use a laugh track, and he wanted people to enjoy it at their own pace. If I'm going to do this, it's going to be my vision of what we are celebrating.
It has the night before Christmas, the Christmas Eve feel to it.
Yeah, you know, that's a song I associate the most with Christmas Eve. There's no cars on the street. The kids are in bed. The shopping's over. And I'm sitting on the couch. I've probably poured a glass of wine. And I am taking it all in. It's an alone moment for me. And it's my moment to reflect.
Sometimes families can be overwhelming.
Mine are pretty cool, you know. But, yeah, I think the holiday season is complicated.
I know. I have a friend who says, oh, it's the time to renew your neurotic affiliations.
Well, you know, Schultz was neurotic. And Charlie Brown's neurotic. And I think that captures some of the
we're all a little neurotic.
I'd say so.
Well, Inman, all the best to you and your family this holiday. And I hope everybody gets a chance to gather around the television and watch Charlie Brown remind us of what Christmas is all about.
We definitely are going to do that now.
Oh, I love the Charlie Brown Christmas music, that piano.
Yeah, it's played by jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi, who actually arranged the song Christmas Time Is Here. And I guess Vince Guaraldi is best known for Linus and Lucy, which is that piano piece that everybody recognizes as from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Your next guest had a very different conception of what really spoke to her for Christmas music. This is Hermine Pinson.
Yes, Sarah. She's a poet and a professor of English at the College of William and Mary.
And an accomplished singer herself.
Right. She's released two CDs. One is called Changing the Changes in Poetry and Song, and the other one is called Deliver Yourself. So I think it's a natural that she chose a Christmas song from one of her favorite artists, the great late soul singer Donny Hathaway. Hi, Hermine.
Hi, Elliot.
You've chosen for your Christmas song something by Donny Hathaway. Now, I know Donny Hathaway from his duets with Roberta Flack, actually. I think they won a Grammy Award for Where's the Love. But tell me a little about Donny Hathaway. He seems to be more known by musicians than he is by the general public at large.
Yes, well, Donny Hathaway was an American jazz, blues, and soul gospel vocalist, and he was known not only for his perfect pitch with its magnificent vibrato.
Did he get his start in gospel music?
He actually did. He was a child gospel singer. He sang gospel. His mother was a gospel singer.
What is it about Donny Hathaway's This Christmas that made it your selection?
For me, the promise of This Christmas in 1970 is a really tall order against the backdrop of the bombs dropping in Vietnam and young people waging huge anti-war protests in D.C. So it was a very special time. From a personal standpoint, in my own household, my oldest sister went off to college in 1970. She returned for the Christmas holidays with a cigarette in one hand and Marvin Gaye's What's Going On and Roberta Flack's Chapter 2 albums in the other hand, and also with this wonderful song, This Christmas. That song takes me back home, and I just love the beginning of it with its sort of almost martial cadence, so that it just gets you up and dancing.
It's gonna be together. Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright.
Andy Earn.
Here we go.
I like Christmas.
Well, tell me why.
I don't know. My name is Lucia. Lucia! L-U-C-I-A. I don't know. I like Christmas because Mommy cares for this Christmas party and Santa comes, a fake Santa, and we get toys. Yes, and I saw who his pretend elf is. It's a girl. I think Santa's really our parents. Nope. No! Maybe. Yes. Yes. My gloves that are different pairs. My gloves that are different pairs. My hat and my jacket and my boots. One night, Oscar stayed up so late that he saw his parents giving him presents. My friend Emerson knows that is our parents. Josie knows. And my friend Alea, I think, knows. And I think the rest of my school thinks is really Santa. No! 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 My gloves that are different pairs. Maybe no. Yes. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Have hot chocolate.
Yes.
No.
No.
Who else?
You might go to the playground and play in the
snow.
Last Christmas, what I did with Mommy is we made a mini-sized snowman, and I took some of my jewelry and my earrings that don't have any clips, and I stick them in the snow to make a girl snowman. And I stick them in the snow. And Mommy makes gingerbread man, and I get to decorate them. And she gets to decorate a few. I get to decorate a few. I usually steal them sometimes without asking. And I get to eat them in the car sometimes.
And I get to eat them in the car sometimes.
Santa Claus, because I don't even see a present.
And that was a piece from independent producer Andy Mills called I Don't Know. Before that, we had a segment, Christmas Music and Memories, from the program With Good Reason. We'll end this edition of Local Motion with some holiday wishes from Care Center residents.
Oh, love, kindness, tenderness. I mean, God gave his grace to us and we should impart it to others.
Those that are waiting for their loved ones to come, I hope they come this year.
Well, I just hope everyone has a chance to spend a lot of time with their family. That, I think, is the most important thing. Merry Christmas and hug them all.
And from all of us here at KVNF, we wish you health, joy, and a happy new year, no matter how you're celebrating. I'm Jody Peterson, and thanks for tuning in.